This is former President Barack Obama. I'm here to talk about the rise of a new technology.
But he's not. This is an AI-generated replication of the former president's voice. AI has technological capabilities that can slip past even the most advanced plagiarism checking softwares. It can generate ideas for students' projects, write an essay, and even impersonate your favorite celebrities. When New School students returned to campus this fall, they noticed something new in their syllabi, a university policy about the use of generative AI. It reads, "The use of generative AI to submit assignments is prohibited and will be considered plagiarism, unless there is a proper credit and prior permission from a professor." Generative programs have been around since last year. When students were asked if they used AI for classwork, responses were mixed.
Absolutely.
Yes, but it was required in the assignment.
Yes.
I don't think students should use AI because I think it takes away from the learning process.
I feel like it can be good to, like you said, start off research, or like if you have an idea, put it into AI and see like what it gives you back, and you can start that like as a base, but you need to change that like immediately. Like you cannot just keep that and like turn it in.
One objection to using AI is that it doesn't demonstrate what a student has learned. Blake Eskin, a professor in the Journalism and Design program, feels wary about its use in the classroom.
I feel wary because when new technologies come around, there are a lot of ways that can be used, and often they're used in the most uncreative and disappointing ways that end up restricting people's freedom or creativity or professional ability to make money instead of enhancing.
An example of this is the recent Writers Guild of America strike that derailed film and television production for months. One main issue the writers addressed was their work being undermined by the usage of AI-generated scripts. However, Eskin can see applications in some fields.
Idea generation is one way people use large language models, things like ChatGPT. I don't think it's terrible. I've seen students generate interview questions with AI, and they're just not interesting. They don't show knowledge. Did they technically fulfill the assignment? They did, but like, it's not showing that they learned.
AI could also diminish students' creativity. Rory Solomon has noticed this. He's the head of the coding department and teaches media studies.
Shouldn't we actually be trying to train ourselves in writing and critical thinking in ways that are not automatable? Like innovative, creative, provocative, original critical thinking that are the things that are precisely harder for these giant, you know, inference machines to replicate.
But there are other factors to consider. Many students have jobs or internships outside of school, which leaves them little time for classwork. AI's ability to cut down on this workload is appealing.
There seems to be a general spirit of students these days, or this semester, this year, really struggling with certain aspects of a kind of academic work.
One objection to using AI is that it doesn't demonstrate what a student has learned.
I've talked to faculty who all comment on how we see students working more.
Design program feels wary about
a job outside of school, a part-time job, and an internship or two internships, and this pressure. And yeah, something weird is happening. I don't know how to describe it, but my students definitely seem like they can't find the time to sit and focus and read or to do coursework. And they also like don't want to like kind of come out and show up for each other as much, I don't think.
AI has also given rise to a kind of problematic policing, AI detectors. If a professor feels a student has used AI for an assignment without permission, they can run the text through programs that supposedly detect AI. But this has sparked a new situation. Students having their academic honesty questioned. This happened to Cooper Trollich, a sophomore.
I turned in an essay and I got a bad grade on it. And when I looked at the notes, the teacher was accusing me of, or suspecting me of using ChatGPT to finish my essay. I was just mostly just shocked. I wasn't expecting it. And my first thought was just like, how do I prove that it is real? Because I don't even care about the grade. It was more just, I don't want a teacher to go through the whole year thinking that I'm using ChatGPT and not trusting me for the rest of the year. So I sent a long email and explained I was willing to show my edit history and that if there's anything I could do, I could find sources for everything that I said.
In the end, Cooper held nothing against the professor. He understood they were just wary of AI being used in the class. But it does raise concerns about how professor-student relationships could be affected by the new policies. AI is unpredictable at the least. There's already backlash from the new university policy, and it's possible that new rules could be put in place at any time.
I think the future of education has more to do with policy and ideology and values than it has to do with large language models or whatever follows. But I do think for the future of education, then it's like, okay, well, there has to be some human in the loop. And the question is, how much are we as a society willing to spend and commit to putting the right humans or the properly trained humans in the loop for people?
For WNSR, I'm Caroline Capuano.